On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
They have a lot of money now at Oxford for basketball, so it's supposed to be an L.
Be a 6.5-point line, 7.5.
Yeah,
it's if it's an 8-point KenPom projection.
Yeah, it's weird, though, because KenPom and the market are disagreeing often. Like, he had Memphis as an 8-point win against San Francisco, and it closed 2.
Right, but didn't it start 6.5 or somewhere? Yeah, 6 something or something like that?
Yeah.
I mean, it wasn't
and
far
it was
off when it started. It got bet way down, yeah. Based on you and all, and you and Penny's concerns about this team,
did you see
Penny went public saying he's concerned about the team?
I think people overreacted to those comments because, I mean, Penny always says some – and also that what really got him, I think, spooked was that he said he didn't install defense until, like, last week. You know?
He said he did the year before, but I still think people panicked.
Yeah, I think people absolutely took those
steps. I ain't going to lie. I panicked.
Yeah, I mean,
what are we waiting on?
Yeah, there's no question. But I think you just have to understand that, like, it's going to be wacky. Like, Penny's always going to have, like, a wacky – you know, start to the season, but they just win. They finally, I don't know how they do it, man. They find ways to win.
It got hairy there late.
It did. It got a little hairy, but, you know, Memphis wins, Memphis color. I don't know what more you people want. I mean, it's, you know, they announced 10,000 in the building. Absolutely. I mean, are we including, like, Beale Street, you know, at the time of the game? There's no way there was 10,000 people there. Some of those crowd shots, and again, I wasn't there. I didn't see, but some of those crowd shots that I saw were very scary.
Yeah.
Very scary.
I think there may come a day where the whole enterprise of ticketing for Tigers basketball has to be revisited and reimagined.
You mean like season tickets?
I mean seat donations. It is not the same product that in 2009 was making Sweet 16s and regular runs and the year before was in the Final Four.
Right.
And not forget the product. Different times.
Very different times.
And you've shifted
also
in many ways, and you have to because of the times, to football. And so, I mean, are you still the city's team if a lot of people still can't afford, right? Sure, you can see them up in the bleeds, but a lot of people still can't afford the lower seats because lower seats that are empty because of the sea fees. Again, you could say, well, we've operated this way. You're changing as it is. You're changing already with the shift to football. It's going to have to be reimagined, John, because I'm going to tell you this right now. They finished in the top 25 last year.
Yep.
And I'm with you. I saw the announcement. I said, wow, that wasn't 10,000 down there. I wonder what that real number is. We'll get it at the end of the year, but I guarantee you it wasn't something pretty. It was more looking like what it looked like toward the end of Tubby.
Yeah, I mean.
So I just think times have changed.
Times have absolutely changed. I think there's
you have to change with them.
There's a lot of things I think that are sort of conspiring to work against Memphis basketball. And they're not the only school in the country that's probably dealing with this, but, you know, they play in a building that's in 2025, to be honest, probably too big for them. I mean, 18,000, like, I think 10,000 is probably the right number in 2025 for them. So they're kind of stuck in this arena situation that
You can't leave, so you have to figure out a way to fill it and get people actually in the seats. In some cases, have been paid for, but nobody's even showing up anymore.
Right, exactly. I mean, I think the downtown location, you know, for Memphis basketball specifically hurts them. You know, not being, I mean, that's just true. Not being on campus, not being close to campus. I think that definitely is a deterrent. They haven't been good. Like, they have not been good since 2009. I mean, they've had little glimpses, little moments, yeah. Recruiting classes here or there. But mostly, you know, we talk about underperformance for Memphis football, right, and how that has a traumatic effect on season ticket sales, people showing up, buying. Mm. Memphis basketball have been dealing with that since 2009. So I think all these things add up. And then on top of that, the last thing is the transfer portal, you know,
right.
Not getting to know these players.
That effect that it has on you.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's all a devastating sort of cauldron of, you know, man, I'm not interested. I'm not invested right now. If they're good, if they get to January and they're a top 25 team, but then of course, what happens then? You play these jabroni ass conference teams. So then people are like, well, I don't want to go down there to watch Memphis beat up on Tulsa, beat up on ECU. You know, I'd rather stay home and watch it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just like, I think if yes, they reimagine the you know, how much it costs to get down there for sure, but you know, if they got into a different league. Could there be a windfall there in attendance? I think that's very possible, but it's not on the horizon. It's just not something that you can control right now. And maybe that will change someday, but until it does, I think this is just kind of be a challenge that they have to, you know, wrestle with every game. So, and again, it's a commuter school. It's not an on-campus environment. I mean, it's, you know, and again, when you don't have the quality of a Final Four caliber team every year or a threat to do that, it's going to be tough, man. It's going to be tough. But, again, Penny Hardaway gets the job done. Memphis wins 76-70 over San Francisco, and we'll see. Tomorrow will be a big one for Memphis early on. It's exactly, you know, it's a good litmus test, right? Good baseline for, you know, is this a 5-seed potentially again, or is this going to be like a, you know, got to grind it out and win the American auto bid? We'll see. I think we'll get our answer in some ways tomorrow night. All right, we'll come back with the rundown. Yeah, we'll talk about that body cam footage. When did that happen? Was that over the weekend? I can't.
No, not over the weekend. During the week last week, and then we got the body cam footage before we even got out of here. Fox had that fast.
Oh, okay. So you've already talked about it.
Oh, yeah.
In some ways.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, we'll get into everything that's going on in Memphis sports when we get back. Stick around. J&J, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
And Sports Talk with Jason and John here on 92.9 is presented by Paramount Plus. Streaming November 16th on Paramount Plus, it's the return of Landman. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, Academy Award winner Billy Bob Thornton is back, featuring Academy Award nominees Demi Moore, Andy Garcia, and Sam Elliott. Landman, new season is streaming November 16th, only on Paramount+.
Black Tie Moving is changing the movement in the city of Memphis. When you're moving, you're not just moving things. You're moving pieces of your life. They get that at Black Tie Moving. It's the only moving company I'll use in 2025. They are the absolute best. They show up when they say they're going to show up. So they're on time and they're on budget. I'm telling you, that goes a long way with moving companies in 2025. Your experience may vary. Never with Black Tie. You're always going to get that red carpet Black Tie treatment with those guys. Call them. 316-6196 is the number. It's Black Tie Moving, and they're changing moving in the city of Memphis. Every day around this time, we do a little thing we call the rundown. Let's go. It was the best of times. It was the worst of times. You familiar with that?
Yeah.
I think that's A Tale of Two Cities.
Dickens.
Charles Dickens. Great author. By the way, I saw a bit on that best of times, worst of times. This is very random, but it got me thinking. You're familiar with the comic Anthony Griffith, right?
Mm.
Okay, well it's
fine though.
He was on with Johnny Carson and all that. Like he's been around for a long, long time, and he he went on this. I don't know if it's a show, if it's like a format. It's called The Moth. Basically, it's like storytelling. It's like you get on the mic and you start telling a story to the crowd, right? And that's the whole bit. And it's got a lot of famous people that have done it. But he gets on there and he says it was the best times, it was the worst of times, because he was talking about getting his comedy career started. He moves his family to L.A. to try to make it. And his 2-year-old daughter gets cancer, gets terminal cancer. And in the midst of this all happening, he's been invited to the Late Show with Johnny Carson, and he talks about how he's getting all these applause breaks, and in the midst of trying to make it and put on a strong face and be funny, you know, his 2-year-old daughter is, you know, battling, you know, cancer, terminal cancer, and he's just talking about navigating – professional, you know, success with a personal hell that he's going through. And honestly, I would recommend anybody that's a parent, even if you're not a parent, to listen to him. It's extremely powerful. And it speaks to men and mental health. And he talks about that. He said he had this voice in his head, like Denzel, saying, "Get up. Don't you dare mourn. Don't you dare grieve. This is life. 25 kids walk in, 5 walk out. You ain't special." He just talks about all these things. And it's incredibly moving piece. And again, when I was thinking about best times, worst times, Anthony Griffith is the comic. And again, if you watch that, you will absolutely be moved to tears, especially if you got kids. There's no question about it. It was the best times, it was the worst times for the Memphis Grizzlies this weekend because they beat the Dallas Mavericks in a must-win game. Was that Thursday night, Friday night?
Friday
night they beat the Dallas Mavericks, and they beat the hell out of them, right? They put belt to ass, and everybody was having fun, right? You got Cedric Cowher making threes again. Jaws found his joy. We good. We back. And then last night, you're like, oh, man, that first half. Hey, the ball's moving. I mean, you're talking about, I think DeMichael Cole was talking about, this is teach tape. This is tape right here. This is tape moment stuff in that first half. And then it was a diabolical, absolutely diabolical. Everything stopped in the second half. Everything that was working in the first half no longer worked in the second half. And the Oklahoma City Thunder do what they do, and they storm back, and they win and they cover. And that was a dejecting loss, I would say.
Absolutely. I mean, you're playing the champs. They did, as you said, they do what they do, and it's all about SGA, 35 points, most of it coming in the second half, and they're going to make the adjustments because that's a finely tuned outfit right there. That's a championship outfit. I think a couple things with the split. You had to see a win against Dallas. It literally was a must win. You had lost 4 straight. There was no joy out there. And for one night, you looked at it and you said, all right, you know, Ja's playing. He's, you know, double-double. Looks like things are, you know, maybe we could see ourselves sort of pulling this thing back together. Sure, we're playing OKC on Sunday, but you're going out on this 4-game road trip after that with a, you know, at least having some good stuff on tape to go back to something you're talking about. The tape. And DeMichael talking about the first half against OKC. Yeah, get tape against Dallas.
Yes.
You can look at some positive things because it hadn't been much positive since the second half of the Lakers game.
Yes.
So it's critical that they get it just for Isolo, the credibility, you know, trying to pull this thing back together, get Ja Jaron on the same page as the head coach. You had to have it. But, you know, second, and while you can look at, and I'm glad you went there, the first half, you're saying, okay, this is continuing. This feels good. You know, you didn't have any response whatsoever in that second half. And yep. In many ways, the light goes off in a way that's too reminiscent of what you've seen early this season. That's absolutely the thing, is that it was 63-38 in the second half. Once they laid down, it was over. The light went off.
Yep.
And what you would have preferred to see was still some fight there. But once OKC started making that run, it was all done. Part of that's that they're a championship team. Part of that is it felt like, oh, man, we're back to not believing again.
Yep.
Here goes some of these threes that can't be part of the offense, just shot jacking. And, Ja can't hit any of them at this point. So
there he can't.
There's, reasons to feel better because you've stopped the bleeding, but John, too many signs that this is going to be a tough road to hoe. I think the best thing to come out of both games is Cedric Cowher again.
Yeah, no, he's been awesome. He's been awesome. I mean, there's just no other way to say it. He's been beyond, honestly, I know reasonable expectations, I would say. He's been beyond reasonable expectations.
The Dallas, the 21, I mean, just shows you the scoring. And then, again, the activity level. You saw him continue to keep competing against OKC.
Yes.
And so, you know, that's been the best thing about Cedric Cowher to me, is even when the shots aren't falling, he's continued to remain active and did in both games.
Absolutely. So, I mean, there's definitely, like, some things that are – you know, at the macro level, encouraging. I think, you know, micro level, you know, this is a Grizzlies team that is going to have a hard time beating anybody of substance. It's just kind of how it feels to me. Like they don't feel like a playoff team. Now, again, you could say, well, they'll get Edie back. They'll get.
Yeah, they're taking him on the trip. It sounds like he's very close.
Yeah. So I mean, that very well could. I mean, that could, you know, that could make them. They could take them from whatever they are right now to a play-in team, but they're not even that right now. Like we were saying, just make the play-in. They're not a play-in. They don't look or feel like a team that's going to the postseason at this moment, and they're certainly not a contender. Certainly not that. And I don't think that was necessarily the goal. I don't think that was the expectation for most people. But they just you know, it's kind of the same thing. When's the last time they beat a team that, you know, above 500 record? You know, I mean, we were kind of doing that exercise at the end of last year. It kind of feels like it's continuing into this one, you know. But and it doesn't get easier, right? Like you got a schedule coming up now where it's going to be nothing but those kinds of teams. That's the problem. And like if you have Ja that's like in out, you know, these kinds of, you know, because they were outclassed by Houston. I mean, just completely outclassed. You know, you got the Knicks tomorrow. You got the Celtics on the road, which Celtics this year are not.
Yeah, but it's still the second night of a back-to-back.
Right.
You know, going
right.
from Knicks to Boston. So
yes.
Can still make it tough for you.
I mean, if they win one game on this road trip, I'll be happy. But I think they're very likely 0-4.
Yeah, Cleveland, San Antonio after that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You're not beating Cleveland and Cleveland. You're not beating San Antonio and San Antonio. Not without reinforcements coming.
That's what I'm saying. Since you're taking him on the trip, hopefully it's a sign that he's ready to return at some point during these four. You'd like to have him, certainly for that San Antonio one, as big as they are. Mm-hmm. But if you can get him back for any of them,
yeah.
I mean, I think that is the last of the four.
Yes.
Yeah, I think hopefully that's why you take him on the trip, because he's close. They need it. I don't, you know, Ja is in the locker room. It's a little bit better. He was actually able to joke around after this loss, which is completely different than the vibe you were getting after the previous losses. So to see him laugh even in the locker room, that felt different. He was joking around about some of the questions or whatever else, but that felt good because the response had been after these losses just a complete opposite. Hey man, go ask them. I mean, the guy that didn't look like he wanted to be here. So while I'm still questioning some of the shot levels, the competitiveness, whatever else, at least he's said what we had to do, which, okay, you're saying it's time to turn the page. We need to see it in the body language. Everything else seems to have done that. Hopefully it bodes well for this road trip. But he said it, getting Edie back should be hopefully beneficial for this offense, for everybody involved.
Yes.
I mean, reboundings from a rebounding standpoint, from a space-creating standpoint, hopefully it'll help Jaren, too, in terms of creating space for him. They've talked about that, him not being able to operate because guys aren't making shots. Well, hopefully Edie can help create that space with some attention.
Right.
Some screens.
Right. Yes.
All that said, they're a playing team, and at worst, you're going to start tanking. So you can, I mean, look at Phoenix right now. They're ahead of you.
Yeah,
I think they're 9, you're 10. You're still technically in play-in range, but this feels, to your point, much worse than that, especially if you don't get, you know, if Edie's not the fix that we all hope he can be in some ways.
Right.
Maybe Edie helps you stay in that range. You ain't rising.
No.
I don't think with where vibes are. That's the unfortunate part about the weekend. To think that everything's fixed with Ja, Jaren, and Isola, I ain't ready to go there yet. Need to see more work. You know, need to see more good film to start to believe that.
Yeah. No, it's not great right now. You know, and this is – it's been a while since that 23-24 season was just lost, right? I mean, that season, you know, because Ja was suspended first 25 games. They started the season 0-25, and then, of course, Ja comes back, and then he gets hurt. And, you know, and so that was just basically a complete wash of a year. But it's been a while since, you know, this city has been through a season like this one in terms of, you know, they do expect to compete with Ja and Jaren, obviously, and they're not really. Now, again, like, we'll see when the thing is. It won't be whole because Scottie Pippen Jr. isn't coming back until January. But it'll be as close to whole as you're going to get when Edie and Jerome come back. And, you know, what difference will that make? It needs to be a lot.
Oh, that can help quite a bit. I mean, you're one of the worst three-point shooting teams in the league. Ty Jerome's going to help that. Zach Edey can help with the spacing issue that's made it life hell, basically, at least the way they had been acting
right.
For Ja and for Jaren.
Yes.
So those two can contribute directly to your issues. The problem is, how much are you rising
right.
in this West that's so improved? And, you know, you've beaten the bad teams, John. You beat New Orleans, Indiana's struggling. That Dallas team was a hot mess. You caught them at 2-5 coming
four.
Off of a loss to New Orleans.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then Phoenix is your other one that's just above you.
I mean, yeah.
Bro, I mean, that's what you've got your wins off of.
And it took a game winner.
And when OKC flipped the switch, we said it, 63-38.
That's crazy.
That wasn't competing, and Ja was on the floor.
Yep.
So nothing is fixed. It was good to get the tourniquet on
right.
with the Dallas win.
Well,
but that's all
that,
that it was
yeah.
because we said, you're talking about maybe 7, 8, 9 losses in a row
yep.
if you don't get this thing, you know, at least get the blood stopped. Get
exactly.
the bleeding stopped.
Exactly.
So, I mean, I guess, you know, you can point to that. I saw, you know, there's pictures out there with Isla around Ja's, your waist and everything, and they got it. We said it. At least, surely that part has happened. And even if Ja wants out of here, both sides have to act like they can get on the same page for the best of everyone right now.
Well, it's a weird spot because, you know, I just saw a tweet from, you know, it's an aggregator account, but according to Basketball Talk, Kurt Heelan, if the Grizzlies were to entertain trading Ja Morant, they would want either a star player who can sell tickets or a boatload of picks and young players in return, which of course they would. Like, what else is there to want? Give me bad players and bad contracts, and you could have Ja Morant. Like, of course you're going to need either a star for a star or young players and picks. That's the only way that trade would ever get done. So I don't understand. I mean, that's really saying nothing. You know, that would be a requisite for anybody, unless it's Nico Harrison, I guess. But he's still got Anthony Davis. Like, that Anthony Davis is a star. I mean, he's, you know, he's got flaws in his game, but he is a star.
When he plays.
When he plays. That's exactly right.
And did not, thankfully, on Friday.
That's right.
Also helped you.
Yes, very much so. So, you know, I think that is the problem with Ja. Is that if he was to be moved, I do think people will be extremely, extremely underwhelmed by the return. I mean, I just don't know what Ja Morant's going to command in 2025.
The worst possible time of his career to trade him, dude.
Absolutely.
I mean, his value couldn't be lower with couldn't what he's lower. Done, you know, in terms of pointing at the franchise. This isn't going well. But more importantly, this dude's shooting like 14% from three.
That's right.
It's like the career worst by far.
Yep.
Who wants a lead guard? Yeah, he makes the players better. He can't hit an outside shot.
I mean, in this league where Victor Wembanyama is shooting threes.
Oh, by the way, he's a minus defender. Like, we see the effort level's better, but who's he holding? 6'5 right. guard's going to back him down.
That's right.
So who's giving you the future, their future, in terms of picks and assets?
That's
job. It's the worst possible time. That's why I said everybody just needs to get back on a page where, you know, you start to look like a competent outfit again.
Yeah.
But you look like a joke.
It's better for everybody if he, you know, if they come together and figure it out.
Even if he doesn't even think, right, I can get on board with this coach.
Yeah.
You've got to act like it, at least for right now, and look like you can be a team player when that needs to be the case, just professionally.
Because the reality is, no contender is trading for Ja Morant. Like, I don't believe that. I the Rockets can't, you know. I mean,
well, the reports out of there that they don't, I mean, again, they could just be from anybody, but the reports out of Houston's that they wouldn't.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing about him opening you up, we talked about when you're gone. Draymond, whole league's chiming in. Every beat writer's gone and gotten some source story that says this team's not interested in Ja Morant. You've opened yourself up to that, further lowering your trade value in doing so, because the whole league's saying, oh, well, they're going to have to trade him. So that, you know, and again, that's not just Ja, it's gone up to ZK. So it behooved ZK. I mean, you had to. You got to get everybody back on the same page, to the degree that you can, at least. And I don't know. I look at Cedric Howard and I say, if I'm Ja Morant, right, and I'm trying to figure out whether or not I still want to be in Memphis, and all the reports are that he still is, I can see a future that's got Cedric Howard in it. Yeah, this season's going to suck.
Mm-hmm.
And frankly, it's going to, you know, it could get real ugly, but that lottery pick, Phoenix's pick, our flexibility, all right.
Yep.
If I can buy into Isolo, I can see a roster move here that can really help me, and maybe I could start talking myself. You know what I'm saying? Because that's what we talked about, patience. It was going to take patience on behalf of Ja Morant, and Zach was going to have to get Ja to buy into that patience.
Yep.
But, yeah, I mean, there could be, you know, a bad season could end up with a very interesting lottery pick.
Yes. Yes, very much
so. That could quickly turn you around. Who knows?
Yep. But there you go. Grizzlies split over the weekend, and they get back at it tomorrow against the New York Knicks.
Brian Daboll's out. It's official. I said it as we started the show that it should happen, and he's out after the team blew another double-digit lead against the Chicago Bears. Second time this season they lost after leading by at least 10 points with under 4 minutes remaining. Some of that's Caleb Williams and the Bears, but most of it's the Giants, guys. I'm just going to be honest with you. You know I'm going to keep it that way. Giants 2-8 have won just two of their first 10 games for the third straight year. They're 11-33 since the start of the 2023 season. And here's what you need to know about Daboll, because we'd said it going into the season that Jackson Dart was his sort of get-off-the-hot-seat card. That's why I wouldn't play him to start the year. You're going to wait, play Russell Wilson, frankly, sacrificial lamb, mm-hmm. to get to Jackson Dart. They did that, right? And Jackson Dart, man, there's a lot of heart. That dude, whew. I mean, he is a dual threat, man. His running ability, and ran for two touchdowns against the Bears. pretty impressive stuff. And you look at him and you say, with that heart, man, that could be a face of a franchise maybe, right? Here's the issue for Dable. He's running the guy into the ground, trying to save his job, and he's been evaluated for 4 concussions now this year, had to exit the game on a fumble against the Bears, part of what helped turn the game around, because they're calling these design runs for Jackson Dart that God bless the kid. He's going to try to give you everything that he has because that's all he knows. He's a football player. I mean, that's what he had, where guys putting themselves on the line for him, probably buying into the whole save me and save my job, and he's putting their whole careers at risk. You got to get him out of there this week.
Yep.
When he's doing that, when you're that reckless with it.
Yep.
So God bless Jackson Dart. I mean, you know, maybe you're going to be able to pull a good quarterback in the face of the franchise out of this mess, because I would tell you it's scary to have been valued for 4 concussions. I'm pretty certain he's had at least 2.
Right.
They skipped him on one earlier this year.
Yep.
Let him keep playing, which, again, what are you doing? Dable said on that one, he's in the tent. My quarterback ready? Because he needed him out there trying to save his tail.
Yep.
I used to have high opinion of Brian Dable coming over, what he had done for Josh Allen. Won a coach of the year with Daniel Jones. Thought, oh, man, that man maxed Daniel Jones out.
Mm-hmm.
Even after with Daniel Jones doing what he's doing for Indy. But this was reckless as a head coach. You have to get him away. Joe Shane should be following him out the door, the general manager who's blown the, you know, trade. Let Saquon Barkley get out of there, goes to Philly. They win a Super Bowl. But also couldn't trade up to get Drake May. I mean, all of them should be gone. But this was malpractice on the part of Dable and, frankly, a long overdue.
Yeah, it is.
For Brian Dable. Remember, they blew the Denver game in a very similar way. When you say, what in the world? They're playing a prevent defense. They're a rush defense. One of the best rushing defense in the NFL. Letting Denver come right back in this game.
Yep.
So he blew games. He's trying to blow careers. And he's out.
He is now out. And you're right. I mean, it could have been done a long, long time ago. It could have been done, you know, last year at any point, 2 years ago. I guess they've just given him, you know. They've given him as many opportunities as they humanly can, and we'll see. I think that'll be a pretty attractive job, because there's a lot to like. There's a lot to like about Jackson Dart. There's just no doubt about that. It's a tough division with Philly there. Dallas is there. Commanders with Jaden Daniels, but still, I mean, there's potential in a way that it feels like that franchise has not had in quite a while.
That defense is legit.
Yes, it is. Yes,
Burns and Abdul Carter.
Yep.
Dexter Lawrence.
Yes. Congratulations on your
defense.
Win, 6-3 for the Bears. They will not be getting a respect burger today, we have been told.
No, not going to do it. Not going to be a fanboy.
But a nice win, you know, in the snow, snowy conditions.
What Caleb's doing in these fourth quarters is starting to be, at the very least, eyebrow raising.
Mm-hmm. You're not ready to go there just yet.
He's comeback Caleb right now.
Yeah, he is. Yeah. You know, you got to like that. You got to be, you know, obviously, you know, I know what it's like to have a super fun quarterback, you know, in Vegas. I'm ready to write him off again. Be fun. It'd be a lot of fun.
I was sad watching that on Thursday night. Talked about you on Friday.
Thank you.
And you still come back in here wearing that stuff, wearing that Raider stuff. Atrocious is right. Apply it to them.
Yeah, I'm the
idiot.
They're
worse than the Memphis Tigers. Those Tigers football, and they can run through the Raiders right now.
I was on the flight.
We'd run that ball.
I was on the flight back, and it was on Saturday morning, and I'm boarding the flight in Orlando, and this guy stops me, and he's like, "You still wearing the colors?" I said, "Yeah." He's like, "I don't know how you do it, man." I'm like, you know, at one point, you know, I liked the pain. Now I'm just numb to it. Now I feel nothing. You know, like you're just so used to it by now.
Mark Davis got you zombies, hook, line, sinker. Just pay for it. Doesn't matter.
Like
he's laughing all the way to the bank.
Can you imagine being a Raider fan and expecting a win? Like, that is so stupid.
What's weird is that Tom Brady's now part of overseeing this mess.
Yeah, he is.
And he's, is he like Jordan or what?
But he's too busy cloning dogs.
In the front office.
You know?
Yeah, I know.
He's not paying attention to this franchise.
Y'all said he couldn't be on the headset. You said it was too much control.
Yep. Although we did get a 4th and 6 for Jacoby Myers, bro. I mean, that is impressive.
You need to trade Max Crosby and get something.
I know. I mean, I'd like to.
You get serious. Like the Jets got serious at the trade deadline.
Yes.
You know,
they didn't trade Breece, though. That was kind of weird.
Dude, look what you got for Quinn and then for Sauce.
Oh,
you got 2 first rounders for Sauce.
No, crazy. Just
keep a little bit.
Yeah.
After when you get all them first rounders.
Well, and truth is, like, running backs don't have trade value.
Not yet.
So it's the, you know.
Certainly not anything that's going to be Looking like what you got for Quinnen in first.
I mean, what did Saquon get? Did Saquon get a first?
No.
He didn't even get a first.
No, they didn't trade him.
Oh, they didn't trade him?
They didn't re-sign him. Didn't even walk.
Oh, okay. I thought he got traded. I can't remember.
Yeah, I can't remember the Giants getting anything from Philly in that. Didn't they couldn't come to a deal?
Yeah.
Exactly. Joe Shane didn't re-sign Saquon when
trade.
He was there to
he
be.
Request, he requested a trade and not get one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which, by the way, outrageous decision making by the Giants.
Woof.
Again, Shane should walk right out with Dable. I don't know how he survives. Miami did the odd. They fired Chris Greer first and let McDaniel stay. Bo, all of it should walk. Chris Greer picked Tua,
yep.
Then he picked McDaniel, which has been a mess. I know they got to win against the Bills, and they're talking about culture. Please, I'd clean all that house, all that mess out. That's too much of a finesse culture down there. But they fired Greer and got a GM, a bump, played a little better. Bills are a joke.
Yes, they
can't stop the run.
Yeah, that was very – was that a hangover? I mean, you beat the Chiefs last week, and you don't show up the next?
Very simple. The Chiefs, it speaks to them, had a bad game plan. You run the ball against the Bills. Everybody in the NFL knows it except the Chiefs. Miami Dolphins can beat the Bills when they run. Almost ran for 200 yards. Achan killed them.
Achan killed them.
Yeah.
Who has Achan in our fantasy league?
Yours truly. Yeah, scored 170 plus points this week. We really
who has Jonathan Taylor in our fantasy league?
You.
That's insane.
No, I'm glad these things make you happy.
I mean, every time I look at my fantasy lineup on Sunday, I really do laugh.
Because you don't have a real team, that's for sure.
I have to laugh because it's like, George, brother, what the hell are you doing, man?
George quite a run two in a row, about to win three.
He's like
George's
know.
Like Nico.
Yeah.
Yeah. Came away still a little lucky. Mm. Although it's for Nico, it's gotten much worse, hasn't it?
He's about to get fired, yeah.
Yeah, Anthony Davis ain't playing. It's bad.
And like a shocker.
And lucking into number one in Cooper Flag ain't nothing that he did. That was all luck jumping up there. So Nico should go.
Yes. Other NFL, I'm trying to think like what else was. How about the New England Patriots, dude?
How about the Rams?
How about the Rams?
No, I would go Patriots first because what they're doing looks very legit. Yeah. They're going to win the AFC East.
Drake May, bro.
He finds a way. He can start slow. He'll get it going. He's becoming one of the most dependable quarterbacks in the league, and him and Matthew Stafford are up there like 1-2 in MVP odds. It's amazing. Vrabel. How about Vrabel?
How about Vrabel?
Travion Henderson finally breaks out.
Is he the coach? Who has Travion Henderson in our league?
Yours truly.
See, there's an agenda.
Panning out. See, we hung in there. That's why we draft the rookies.
I think if you're paying attention to this show, when you hear the performances that get called out.
He had a breakout day.
Drake May.
It's not.
Who has Drake May in our league?
Again, I can't help how good of a fantasy GM I am. I can't help it. So good that I was able to drop Caleb.
Yes.
Because Drake has been so good. Top three QB in this league.
Yeah, I mean, Jason only gives props to
the players. These are the
teams
you're most impressed with. I said Rams.
True.
Rams, I tried to go off my team.
Yes. Rams are impressed.
How about the revenge game win over the 49ers on the road? Matthew Stafford, quick hint. Respect
yeah.
Burger
respect
coming up.
Rams.
This dude here is playing at an historically good level at 37 years old.
Yep.
Rams. Listen, everybody's saying, I told this to Brad. This is repeat for him. John, listen to me very closely. Everybody's looking at the NFC North. I hate it. GetUp does this all the time. And they say, wow, look at this friend. This division's got everybody in it. Nobody's under 500, whatever else. Best division in football. The best division in football is the NFC West. Take away how bad Arizona is.
Mm-hmm.
And they're slick. They can get – that defense has some players on it, actually. It's Kyler Murray. Bro, look at Seattle. Look at the Rams. Look at San Francisco and what it's done through injury. That's three really good teams in that division, right? That's the best division.
Yeah, no, it is.
I mean,
by the way.
I'd make a case that the AFC West is better than the North. There's only one bad team in the West.
That's right.
Although Denver's fraudulent.
Yes.
That's why. So I would give the edge. Which of those three is fraudulent between the 49ers, the Rams, and the Seahawks? Who's the most fraudulent? All of them have been great seasons. Have you seen that Seahawks defense?
Yeah.
That thing is real.
I don't think there's a fraud. I think there's just,
that's what I'm saying.
The 49ers just have injury
concerns.
Denver
might be fraudulent. The way they're winning, Bo Nix you can't trust.
Right.
So you see what I'm saying? That's three good teams in the NFC West. One might still be fraudulent, though.
For sure.
That's why I give the NFC West the nod there.
Yeah, you
agree with me?
Yeah, I have no issue with that. Right. Yeah, the Broncos are super lucky to be 8-2.
100%, dude.
I mean, now they are 8-2, but they should be probably more like 6-4, you know. The 49ers need Brock Purdy back, you know. You've ridden the Mac Jones train as far as he's going to take you. I mean, it's
McCaffrey's had a lot to do with that too. He's had a fine season and a healthy enough season to be able to keep them afloat. Yes.
But you were always going to lose that game. You were always going to lose that game.
Oh, because you beat them. Like, you know, that was right after the replay. I'll never forget it. I said, I remember that. I said the 49ers had no chance in that
game. That's right. You did say
that. They won that game. So Stafford came back and got that on the road.
Yes, 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 he certainly did. Matt Stafford, by the way, is the favorite for MVP.
Yeah, I've seen different things on this. One I saw this morning said Drake May is, but then everything I've read said Stafford is. So it must be right there.
I mean, they're like the same odds. But Matt Stafford's the two of them. Slight favorite.
It's amazing. He's 37.
I guess maybe Aaron won it. Oh, no, Brady won it, I think, at 40. I think he did get a late MVP award. You know, Rich Gannon was the first to do it.
Mm.
You know, Super Bowl.
Bring him back to you. That's right.
Rich Gannon. He was my first jersey ever. My first football jersey ever was number 12, old Rich. I loved him. I mean, he was, like, out there 37 years old, like, putting up MVP, just like Matt Stafford. I mean, same age, I'm pretty sure.
Man, Jackson Dart, wow. That kid puts it on the line.
He does.
Respect.
He's going to have to be careful.
We were knocking his helmet off. We were trying. Then we finally finished him off and turned the game around. That's all on Dable.
Well, his career is going to go the same way as Josh Allen's, which is he's going to have to learn how to not run the ball and still be effective. You know.
Oh, absolutely.
Because you just can't survive. You know, over the course of his year doing that.
He's been hit since they've put him in as the starter, he's been hit more than any quarterback in the league.
Yeah.
He's getting kilt out there trying to keep the Giants afloat. They already took out Scataboo.
They did. Every quarterback sort of goes through this arc though. Like they come in as a rookie or a first year guy, they run a lot, they get hit, they get banged up, and then they gradually every single year they run less and less. You know, that's just like Russell Wilson used to be a big runner. You know, and then, you know, he stops running. Josh Allen stops running. Mahomes has actually picked it up again this year because he's kind of had to. But, you know, you always see this, right? You always see guys like they de-emphasize running because they know that they'll.
Jaden Daniels.
Yeah, I mean, Jaden Daniels is
you pay for it,
constantly hurt. Yeah. So, fun weekend of NFL. Got a good one tonight. I'm going to have to break down and get this damn ESPN app because I can't believe that we have not figured this out yet. Mm. Disney and YouTube.
That's what we sent you down to Disney for, wasn't it? I thought you didn't get worked out down there. Huh?
Yeah, I think I just lined their coffers. You know,
couldn't get it done between your beers at Epcot. Huh? Did you drink all the way around?
Did you
get one from every?
I didn't.
Okay, I've been told about that.
Yeah, I tried.
That's fun.
I was attempting to do the drink around the world without informing my family that I was doing it. You know, I don't want to tell them because
you'd have to get is time. So, were you able to convince them you need?
Oh, we were there all day. We were at Epcot all day. We got stuck on a ride. We got stuck on a spaceship Earth, which goes into that big old Epcot ball. Bro, we got stuck at the top of that MF-er. So they had to turn the lights on, and then we had to walk all the way down the ride, bro. It was nuts.
Yeah, I'd have to get some kind of refund on that.
They gave us a lightning lane pass for our troubles. But it's pretty creepy.
Get you to shut up.
It's pretty surreal.
Not tweet about it.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. You see, like, all these animatronics that are, like, in the light. You know, it's a dark ride, but then the lights.
This is with the family?
Yeah, everybody. Riley.
Yeah, my point is, if you're going to do the Around the World Drink It, then you're going to have to get away from the family.
Yeah.
So you needed to buy time away from the family.
Oh, that was
how much
happen.
Time did you get? Right.
I got
you're
one
not
day.
Gonna have enough time.
I got one day away from the family.
And you couldn't get it done in the one day? The
I didn't go to Epcot. I didn't go to Epcot on that day. I went to Epic Universe. I went to Universal.
Because you want to be a big kid.
I went to Epic Universe.
You got your free day.
Yep.
And instead of doing man things, drinking around the world.
Yep.
You wanted to be a kid again.
I went to Nintendo World.
You went as a grown man.
That's right.
With another grown man?
No. With a woman.
Okay. But with no kids?
No kids.
Was the woman Sam?
No. The woman was my brother-in-law's mom. She's a travel agent content creator.
Wait. I got to back up. You and another adult woman went to Mario World.
Yes, Mario World, Dark Universe, which had monsters, you know, like Dracula and Frankenstein. Harry Potter, went to Harry Potter World, which was a good time.
And you guys played games together and hit the question marks.
They do have that option, but I did not do that.
What did you do?
I just walked around, took it in. I did the Donkey Kong roller coaster. I did a Mario Kart. That was cool enough, I guess. You know, that's what I did.
Cool.
And it was a beautiful day, to be honest with you. It was a beautiful day.
With somebody's mom, Stifler's mom.
Kathy's mom.
Kathy's mom.
Yeah. You know Kathy.
Yeah, I do.
You know
Stifler's mom, right?
Yes. We were not on that situation. We were not on that type of time.
Making sure. Again, this story, very strange.
She's a content creator, man. She's a content creator travel agent. You know? She goes to all these places. She books trips for people.
So was she showing you around?
No, she had never been, so she had to go get some content. You know, get a feel for the place so that she could sell it and all this stuff.
Where was her son?
Her son was
your
on a
brother-in-law.
Yes, he was on a work trip. He was on a work trip. We're not on that type of time, bro. I'm married. I'm not doing that, bro.
You said you didn't have time to do the drinking.
Yeah,
because you spent your time with your friend's mom, your brother-in-law's mom.
Yes,
being a kid.
Yeah, I did drink Germany. Okay, I did the Alps. That's where the tour ended. It's extremely, and I will say this, like, it ain't about the price, because, you know, you hear all these, you know, horror stories about, oh, the Disney price, blah, blah. Dude, it's like going to the Forum. It's like $9 for a beer. Like, this, I've been paying this for 12 years. Wow. You know, I mean, you go to a Forum, it's like paying Disney prices. So, I mean, if you're used to that, this is nothing. So it was fine in that regard, but I didn't have the willpower to do it all day long. You know, sorry to let you down. It took that getting stuck on that damn ride took it out of me. Really did. It took like 3 hours to get down. Crazy, man. Crazy situation.
Interesting journey for you.
It was a very interesting journey. It was a formative journey. One that I don't plan to take for about another decade, if I can help it. There's no reason. Like going to Disney with kids is just, I've never done it. I'd only been by myself. Right. It is tough. It is tough. Dom did a good job for the majority of the trip. By the fifth day, done. Didn't want to be there. Didn't want to, just was done. You know, Riley wanted to do the same rides over and over again. So we did, you know. Ultimately, you got to wait. I feel like personally, you got to wait until they're a little bit older. But
who would have told you that?
It wasn't my doing. It wasn't like, oh, I orchestrated and organized this trip. I was just along for the ride and the financier. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's the key. You're the financier, so a foot can come down.
A foot can come down.
A leader of household can say, we're not doing this now, especially on my dime.
That's right.
Because nobody's going to remember it. Everybody's going to be miserable by day five.
Yes.
I'm going to have to go take a kid day just to be able to vent.
Yes. Yeah, and I had a meltdown. I still had a meltdown.
And you still had a meltdown.
Yeah, on Thursday.
Hey, man. You better have gotten some pictures.
It wasn't bad. I mean, I just was, you know, I mean, it reaches a point where you're like, you're parked out. You're like, you just don't want to do it anymore.
And cashed out.
You know, waiting in these lines, paying all this money. Like, it just inevitably over the, it's magical when you get there, right? Like, when Riley, this is an honest review. If you guys don't like honesty, you're just not going to like me. That's just, and I'm okay with that. When we first got there, it was magical. Seeing Riley meet the characters, seeing her face, all that stuff, right? That was cool. Then I got the bill, and I'm like, God, dog, $300 for that? You know? So I'm like, all right, fine. And then I got to do it again, and again, and again, and again, and again, and again, right? So then you're like, it's starting to mount. You're just starting to think about it.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. It cost me $300 every time we do one of these.
Bennett, in his review while you were gone, said that a trip to Disney for the average family is at least $10,000.
I mean, I don't think mine came into that, came to that. I think it's going to come short. It's going to come in short of that. But I also have a kid that gets in free. You know, Dominic doesn't cost anything yet.
Oh, that's good.
So if he was, because the tickets were like $2,300. The flight was like, you know, 800,000. The character meals are probably like 2,000.
But the memories you made with Kathy's mom feel like they were priceless.
Yeah. Not with her, but alongside her, I would say. It was a good park, man. It was a good park. The Donkey Kong ride was fun. It was a good time. Good times had by all, you know. And again, the most important thing, I escaped from my family. You know, don't forget that detail.
A good review.
Would not do that again anytime soon, though. I'll say that. I mean, a lot of places I would go. I would go to, like, you know, an all-inclusive resort. I would do, you know, stuff where you're contained. You know, you're trying to park the stroller, get the kid out of the stroller, the kid's crying, the kid's got to go for a nap, the kid, you know, has to have his diaper changed, the kid, you know, all these different things. It's just not fun. It's just not fun. It's not supposed to be fun for the adult, though, is it?
No, it's a work trip.
It's supposed to be fun for the kids.
Well, for that one day, you had some fun.
One day I had some fun. Okay. But again, that was because I was away from, you know, the chaos. Mm.
From your blood.
Yes. And I think anybody who has been on these kinds of trips, you know, I mean, you took CJ to Disneyland.
We waited until he could remember.
Right.
When he was like, of age. Everybody had a good time.
Very different experience.
When he thinks about it, he thinks about California and Disney.
That's right.
Thinks about a good time.
That's right.
Yeah. And he remembers. Yeah. That's the key.
Yeah. I mean, again, it was not me. It was not my doing.
But it was your finance.
It was my finance. Mm-hmm. That's right.
So.
But you get it. When wifey insists, it is what it is. You got to do it. You know, I don't really have a say in that regard. I have a say about a lot of things. This one was just beyond me.
I see, H.I. I see who's wearing the pants. I used to ask Giannotto the question.
No, this is not the Giannotto.
Looks like they've shifted in that home. And you know what? And that works in that home. And it's best. And that's how you get your peace. I respect it.
Well, in this case, yes. In this case, it was non-negotiable. Everything else is negotiable
in my
household. Thank
God you got the funds to spend.
But I did, and now I don't. So I'm going to have to pick up some DoorDash or something. All right, we'll come back. Lots more to come around the show. Got Respect Burgers and then Jeff Calkins, 125, J&J, 99 FM, ESPN.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer. First 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I saw this tweet, I guess it was yesterday. Daniel Jones is 8-2. The Giants are 2-8. Sam Darnold is 7-2. The Jets are 2-7. Mike Vrabel is 8-2. Titans, 1-8. How about that? And each one of those guys was moved on from with those loser franchises. It's interesting.
It's pretty impressive.
You know, to see, you know, and again, every situation is different. But I think the one we all knew was a mistake was the Vrabel one in Tennessee, right? We knew that would be a mistake moving on from him. Did we think it would be this bad in Tennessee? Probably not. But I think we all agreed that, you know, Mike Vrabel was a good coach and he was going to be, you know, back at some point. And did he take a year off?
Feels like it, yes.
Yeah, he took a year off. But we knew he'd be back and he'd be successful. I think the one that's probably the most surprising of these is Sam Darnold.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, because his career looked very much dead.
Yep.
And it got revived, you know, by Kevin O'Connell, whose magic seems to be running out with old.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click. All complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.